Lenten Journey Day 26. Courage. This journey has given us many opportunities for self-evaluation and at the same time to see ourselves within the broader context of life. How do we deal with others? How do we deal with our surroundings? And most importantly, with ourself? There is a curtain drawn across the altar of life, and we realize that that curtain is the obstacle, all of the obstacles that prevent us from seeing the wonders and the beauty of God, the obstacles that prevent us from maximizing our potential. That curtain has been lifted because of our fears, and the only way to bring it down, the only way to open that curtain, is for us to combat our fears with courage. Courage that doesn't come from without, but comes from within, where God has placed it from the beginning. For in fact, during this Lenten journey, we've been invited to examine ourselves. This period of self-examination gives us an opportunity to look, yes, at our past, why that courage has been suppressed. Why is fear so powerful that we do not find the potential and work towards it, work towards maximizing what we know is right, what we know we can do? But analysis is only one part of the Lenten journey. We know our prayer life has been heightened. We received a new discipline in our fasting practices, and by giving, we understand that we are part of a collective. In that same spirit, we look to God, not as something from outside of ourselves, but something that resides within us. So we know that potential for courage is in us. At the Last Supper, Jesus asked his disciples to look within. In fact, in the Gospel of John, we read in the 16th chapter, the final discourse, Jesus instructs his disciples to act with love, with humility, even in the face of the unthinkable, of the most horrid endings. At the Last Supper, he does disclose to his disciples that he will suffer an unthinkable death. He will be humiliated before humanity, the same creature that received its life from Christ will now kill that Christ. The same life that was formed from those hands will now take those hands and drive nails through them. And yet Jesus turns and says, "Have courage." In no uncertain terms, he demands it of each and every one of us who sit across from him at the table. His words, "Courage, the victory is mine. I have overcome the world," is one that should resound, should reverberate in the deepest pockets of our soul. It is exactly that courage that we need to overcome our fears. It is that courage which lifts us up to the altars and allows us to pull down those curtains and say that there is a beauty in life. And you know what? I'm not allowing anything to be an obstacle for me to enjoy, for me to celebrate all that God has given me. And in fact, it is a big gift. It is the gift of life. He's asked us to be managers of it. Our fears prevent us from managing it properly. The courage that he insists we have and we need to tap into gives us the power to overcome obstacles, to tear down those curtains and really see life for what it is, to celebrate, enjoy. He's given us the gift of life. He's given us the feelings, the emotions, the love, the heartbeat, and the breath. Before this Lenten journey, perhaps we used to think everything else was the icing on the cake. Today we understand we do have the icing. We do have the frosting, and it is tasty. It is that same beauty that sits on the other side of our curtains. Our curtains need to be opened, the obstacles need to be removed, and it's all in our hands. We can do it if we have the courage. So let's find that courage. It's easy. Let's take this small little Lenten exercise for today. Imagine ourselves sitting across from our Lord Jesus Christ. We're sitting there at the Last Supper, and as he spoke to his disciples 2,000 years ago, today he speaks to us in the same language, knowing that ahead of him is a cross, and knowing also having that certainty which we have that there is a resurrection. And so now listen to his words carefully. Courage, the victory is mine. I have overcome this world. It doesn't matter what difficulties we have ahead of us. It doesn't matter what kind of obstacles we have. There may be crosses that are huge, that are torturous. There may be crosses that we find difficult to raise. There may be crosses that are merely stumbling blocks. It doesn't matter. With courage, we can carry those crosses. We can find the resurrections. And it is exactly those resurrections that are sitting on the other side of our curtains. Open the curtains. Remove the obstacles. Put fear aside, have courage, a courage that comes from without and comes from within. Understanding yourself as a creation of God, standing with him in his trials and tribulations at the cross, because he's standing with you at your trials, at your tribulations, and guaranteeing you a resurrection. Let us pray now the prayer of St. Nerses Shnorhali. From the 17th hour of Havadov Chostovanimk. You who bring back the wanderers, turn me from my evil ways to good ones, and imprint upon my soul the recollection of the dreadful day of death, the fear of hell, and the love of your kingdom, that I may repent of my sins and do righteousness. Have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow when we'll take the next step in our Lenten journey. In the meantime, please join us at our website, epostle.net, where you'll find podcasts and broadcasts and other resources to get you through your spiritual journeys. We invite you also to download our weekly podcast, where we have an opportunity to expand on many of the topics you hear on the Lenten journey. We're at epostle.net, that's Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe.